Culture.
Book Review. Masayoshi Son's Legacy. The Setting Son. The tech industry's biggest gambler will not be remembered as a Silicon Valley great. Gambling Man by Lionel Barber. The Money Trap by Alok Sammer.
Masayoshi Son, boss of SoftBank, a Japanese tech and telecoms giant, is one of the boldest investors of modern times. He earned billions from prescient investments in Arm Holdings, a chip company, and Yahoo and Alibaba, two internet pioneers. Yet Mr. Son also vaporized billions with astonishing speed by staking the likes of WeWork and countless other tech confections. Revered for his insight, he is mocked for his overreach. Discerning the true Masa, as he's known, is no small task. Two new books illuminate his essence, though neither quite reconciles the central dichotomy of his long career. One, A Cradle to Present Treatment by Lionel Barber, former editor of the Financial Times, lays claims to being the first Western biography of Mr. Son. The other, a lively memoir by Alok Sammer, SoftBank's former chief financial officer, offers an unvarnished insider's peek at the man. Mr. Barber paints Mr. Son, who granted the author extensive access, as heroic, if flawed. If hubris brought him tumbling down not once, not twice, but three times, he never gave up, he writes. Mr. Son's career arc is epic and his persistence legendary. As an ethnic Korean growing up in poverty in Japan, he was a keen student who yearned from a tender age to be wealthy. A teenage Mr. Son fixated on and finagled a meeting with a Japanese entrepreneur, Den Fujita, who had brought McDonald's franchises to Japan. Fujita gave him two pieces of advice: learn English and pursue computers. Before long, Mr. Son found his way to the University of California, Berkeley, where he teamed up with a professor to start his first company. Mr. Barber outs Mr. Son as slippery, both in his own myth-making and in his business dealings. The professor, 92 years old when Mr. Barber tracks him down in Berkeley, claims Mr. Son cheated him out of money. Operating from Japan, Mr. Son forged himself into the tech world's Zelig, a constant chameleon played in a film of that name by Woody Allen. He did a deal with Rupert Murdoch, an Australian media baron, claimed to have shared with Steve Jobs, Apple's co-founder, his own sketch for a smartphone before the iPhone's release, and in 2017 launched the largest ever tech investing fund, the so-called Vision Fund, with $100 billion. With that, he fueled a fundraising craze among startups. A literary tell-all, Mr. Sammer's narrative chronicles his own journey as an Indian-born former investment banker to become one of Masa's key lieutenants. As such, his tale functions as a Rorschach test for readers who'll either interpret it as a paean to the glories of deal-making or a screed against the vacuousness and intellectual dishonesty of pursuing wealth at the expense of relationships. Figuring out what makes Masa tick is Mr. Sammer's mission, though he never quite fulfills it. He concludes that it's too simple to attribute Mr. Son's verve to the scars he got as an outsider growing up in Japan. If anything, Mr. Son is sui generis, a cultural, financial and entrepreneurial black swan. Mr. Sammer cleverly captures his former boss's charm. When he looked at me and smiled, it was like Nick Carraway meets Gatsby. Yet he also narrates Mr. Son's absurd and reckless side. For example, an affection for numerical symmetry led Mr. Son to promise India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi a $10 billion investment over 10 years and America's President-elect Donald Trump an investment of $50 billion and the creation of 50,000 jobs. In the end, Mr. Sammer says he tried warning Mr. Son that his breakneck investments would end poorly. Mr. Son eventually lost more than $10 billion just on WeWork, an office letting firm. Why? The enormous size of his investing fund meant that Mr. Son needed to write large checks, so he favoured big bets, even in firms that weren't really tech companies. However, Mr. Sammer can't help but judge his former boss in a net positive light. No matter the results, I will always be inspired by the colossal vitality of Masa Son's visions, he writes. But what of those visions? After his investments imploded, Mr. Son announced he was taking a breather, only to say more recently he and SoftBank are back in the tech investing game. This month, the firm put $500 million into OpenAI's latest fundraising round, which values the startup at a stunning $157 billion. The inveterate gambler of Mr. Barber's title cannot quit the casino. Mr. Son is 67 and still has billions to burn. His lasting impact on Silicon Valley is likely to be how he egged on venture capitalists to raise ever larger sums to compete with him. But his spotty record disqualifies him from the list of tech investing greats such as Arthur Rock, an early backer of Apple, or John Doerr and Michael Moritz, who staked Google. Were his career to end today, Mr. Son would be remembered as a bold financier whose timing was awful as often as it was spectacular, and who's not created anything nearly as unique as the entrepreneurs whose companies he has sometimes correctly backed.